I'm April Cummings with your latest news. The trial of Sandra Hill opened Wednesday in grand court. She's charged with blackmail linked to a civil dispute with businessman John Felder. Prosecutors allege she emailed Mr. Felder's attorney in 2021 demanding all legal action against her be withdrawn in exchange for withholding documents from publication on the Cayman Mall platform. The Crown says this meets the definition of blackmail and obstructs justice. Mrs. Hill denies the charge. Mr. Felder gave evidence and was cross-examined on Wednesday. The trial continues this morning in the main court building. Eric Ansel Ebanks has been found not guilty of a robbery charge linked to a 2025 mugging at Smith Barkadere. The verdict was delivered by a jury of seven, who acquitted him after deliberation. The charge stemmed from an incident reported last year, but the jury ultimately determined that the evidence did not support a conviction. The Crown's case was presented by prosecutor Ben Brown, while Mr. Ebanks was represented by Sampson Law. The Royal Cayman Islands Police rolls out the first phase of Operation Clyro, its latest road safety campaign. Since the launch on Friday, officers have increased patrols and checkpoints across the districts. Between Friday and Monday, police cited more than 90 drivers for illegal tint, more than 70 for speeding, and more than 25 for driving unlicensed vehicles. One driver was reportedly driving 84 miles per hour in a 40 mile per hour zone and is expected to lose their license for at least a year. Police say the operation will continue into the Easter weekend, focusing on speeding and other dangerous driving. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings. Now the BBC for stories making headlines around the world.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Oil prices have surged and world stock markets are down again after a televised address by President Trump failed to offer viable ways to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. He repeated instead that he would hit the Iranians extremely hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks. Shortly afterwards, Iran threatened to carry out broader and more crushing actions against the United States and Israel. Meanwhile, France's President Emmanuel Macron says US-Israeli strikes on Iran won't provide an enduring solution to contain Tehran's nuclear program. He stressed that without a framework for diplomatic and technical negotiations, the situation would deteriorate again. He also said it was unrealistic to expect that a military operation could liberate the Strait of Hormuz, currently blocked by Iran. South Korea's president says his country is now on a wartime footing due to the ongoing Middle East crisis. The country's parliament is discussing an additional budget. NASA's four astronauts on the Artemis II moon mission are preparing for a critical manoeuvre. It'll fire up the capsule's engines to refine its orbit around Earth and position it before the lunar flyby. The world's oldest living land mammal, a Seychelles giant tortoise named Jonathan, is alive and well on the island of St. Helena in the Middle Atlantic. An account on X impersonating its vet had posted the animal's death with a link for crypto donations on April Fool's Day. Archaeologists in Denmark have found a warship sunk by the British Admiral Horatio Nelson more than 200 years ago. The wreck was discovered on the seabed of Copenhagen Harbour. And an Indian oil painting by the celebrated 19th century artist Raja Ravi Varma has fetched nearly $18 million at auction. The image of the Hindu god Krishna with his mother reached the highest price for a modern Indian artwork. That's the latest BBC News.